help the mummy. The class went to the museum today. There was an exhibition about Egyptian civilization. After the guided tour, Miss Chan said, "Now, it's time for you to explore on your own. You can walk around freely, but remember to keep quiet. See you at the main entrance at noon." So Angela walked around and came to a game room. A lady dressed in ancient Egyptian costumes greeted. "Welcome to the pyramid. Are you ready for an adventure?" Angela went into the room, put on the headset with an eye mask, and her adventure started. She found herself in a tomb. "Angela, please help me." It's the mummy talking. "Am I really in the pyramid?" Angela was surprised. "A flock of robbers want to steal me. They are coming from the main entrance and will arrive here very soon." The mummy jumped up. Angela narrowed her eyes with suspicion. "I've no time to explain to you. It's a kind of protection spell. I can only become alive within an hour. The robots are brutal. They may hurt you too. Please, take me out of this pyramid." "Where is the mummy?" Angela heard the footsteps and someone was yelling. "Oh no, please show me the way to the back door." Angela followed the walking mummy through the dark and came to another big door with a password lock. The robbers were getting close. "What should we do now?" The mummy got butterflies in her stomach.
"Be calm," said Angela, as she was trying to look for clues of the password. "Who built this pyramid?"
"My husband built it for me," the mummy murmured.
"What is your name?"
Angela got some ideas.
"I am Agatha,"
the mummy went on.
"Let's try A, G, A."
Angela pressed the letters on the lock. Bingo! The door opened and immediately closed within 10 seconds.
"What a narrow escape!"
Angela uttered. In front of them was a vehicle with the signage of the museum.
"Hello, I'm Dr. White." The driver praised Angela. "Thanks so much for your help in taking the mummy out. I will bring it safely back to the museum. This precious cultural relic will be useful for our museum's research too."
That is great.
Suddenly, Angela felt a bit dizzy and rubbed her eyes. When she opened her eyes, she found that she was still wearing the headset. She took it off and saw her friend waving at her at the entrance of the museum.